temporary tall fencing and concrete inaugural barriers. I'm Dick Iuliano.
An awful fire kills two people here in Petworth. I'm John Doman.
A local political legend being laid to rest in Maryland. I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Dow is down 21 at 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Joe Biden begins his administration putting the coronavirus at the top of his agenda. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The White House will establish a COVID-19 response office, which will coordinate the pandemic efforts across all federal departments and agencies and spare no effort, the administration says, to get Americans vaccinated. That includes simplifying the distribution process. The federal government will also be involved in creating more vaccination sites and using federal personnel to help administer the
worried about the $1.9 trillion price tag on the president's COVID relief bill. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
These are issues he took because he felt that immediate action was warranted, that we needed to take immediate steps in order to bring relief to the public. But he's also going to work with Congress.
President Biden is reestablishing relations with the World Health Organization. Dr. Anthony Fauci addressed members this morning.
The United States will work constructively with partners to strengthen and, importantly, to reform the WHO.
The pandemic job market is still lagging. Another 900,000 Americans signed up for unemployment benefits last month. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick looks ahead.
These numbers are being looked at more closely because they cover the period used to generate the January jobs report due for release in a couple of weeks. It's hard to imagine a scenario where the forthcoming monthly snapshot will look robust.
The National Guard is mourning three members killed when their Black Hawk helicopter went down near Rochester, New York, during a training mission. Monroe County Sheriff Ted Baxter.
This is a burden. This is a heavy, heavy burden upon all of us. These are our freedom providers. And again, just showing again that the freedom is not free. We lost three great Americans.
An investigation into the cause is underway. Governor Cuomo has ordered flags at state buildings lowered to half staff. The Dow is down 18 points in early trading. The S&P is off 2 right now. Someone finally scored in the Powerball. CBS's Diane King Hall.
This is a
burden. Lottery officials say there's a winner in the $731 million Powerball jackpot, the fifth largest ever. The winning ticket was sold in Maryland.
That ticket sold at Coney Market in Lona Coning. The store in Allegheny County will get a $100,000 bonus. No one had won the Powerball since September. The Mega Millions has been climbing since then, too. Tomorrow night's jackpot is up to $970 million. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03. Welcome to Thursday, January 21st, 2021. We've got a nice sunny day here, 36 as we head to the low 50s. Good morning, I'm Deborah Feinstein.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following at this hour. The inauguration behind us now, but fences are still up and security remains tight in downtown Washington. You can still see National Guard troops securing the streets of the district, but by tomorrow, the city is hoping to have many things back to normal.
COVID and the storming of the Capitol prevented Washington from welcoming as many people to the inauguration as the city would have liked.
But we are proud that the event was executed as well as it was.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Felcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
We hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Some good news for commuters this morning. Bridge traffic into D.C. Well, bridges are open again after being closed for the inauguration, although there are still some slowdowns around town. The Theodore Roosevelt Bridge, Memorial, 14th and 11th Street bridges all open again. The 3rd Street Tunnel is also now open between the freeway and New York Avenue.
And we're also learning the two Metro stations have reopened. Metro says Gallery Place and Union Station passengers will be able to enter, exit, and transfer stops within those stations. 11 other stations are expected to stay closed, however, until tomorrow. You can check out those if you need a refresher at WTOP.com.
A couple has died in Northwest D.C. this morning after a fire tore through their home, and it's still not clear what ignited that blaze.
Fire investigators have been going in and out of this home in the Petworth neighborhood all morning, trying to figure out what sparked the massive fire near the corner of 8th and Upshur Streets Northwest.
We did find two victims inside, an adult male and an adult female. One was on the first floor, one was on the second floor.
Vito Maggiol is with DC Fire and EMS, which rushed the couple to the hospital, where they both were pronounced dead.
The whole rear of the house was engulfed. Very heavy smoke, very heavy fire. In fact, a portion of the rear of the house did collapse.
An adjoining row house also sustained so much damage, the couple who lives there have been displaced too. In Petworth, John Dome and WTOP News.
We are just learning that the couple has been identified as 91-year-old Lester Wilson and 87-year-old Rosa Wilson, both of Northwest D.C.
D.C. restaurants can resume indoor dining at 25% capacity. That starts tomorrow morning. However, museums and libraries are still closed, and reservations to swim in a D.C. city pool are also still required. The number of new coronavirus cases in the district remains high.
But there is some good news on a vaccine. 2,000 new COVID vaccine appointment slots are now open for D.C. residents today. People 65 or older or healthcare workers can sign up for those slots. And tomorrow, another 750 appointments will be made available. You can get information on how to sign up for vaccines at WTOP.com.
Well, how about this? Someone's life changed dramatically overnight. There was one ticket matching all six numbers in the $730 million Powerball drawing, and it was sold in one part of our region.
Maryland Lottery says the ticket was sold in Allegheny County in northwestern Maryland. It's not clear who the winner is yet, and it may never be known since Maryland's one of a handful of states where the Powerball winner can stay anonymous. But whoever won has the choice of $731 million paid over 29 years or a lump sum payment of $546 million right now before taxes. Neil Orkenstein, WTOP News.
That winning ticket was sold at Coney Market.
That's in Lona Coning, Maryland. Wow. Lucky people.
Yes, indeed.
Wasn't us. All right. Coming up next.
The balance of power changes in the U.S. Senate.
We have turned the page to a new chapter.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
10:07.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.3.